This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So our next guest is a 10-time Pro Bowler. He was a member of the 1990s All-Decade Team. His number 20 is retired by the Detroit Lions. Also, 30 years ago, had perhaps the greatest collegiate football season in NCAA history. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a living legend, and it's a total thrill to have here on the show the great Barry Sanders joining us this morning on the program. Barry, good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. How are you?
My pleasure. It's a real thrill to have you here on the show. Thanks so much for finding time for us. And let's go back 30 years now to 1988, because that season for Oklahoma State was just legendary. 25-80 in terms of yards of the ground, 44 touchdowns, 34 NCAA records. Going into that season with the Cowboys, did you feel like you were on the verge of dominating every game?
No, you know what? I was just a young kid trying to find my way, trying to find my footing after backing up the great Thurman Thomas for 2 years. The previous year I had made an All-American at kick returner, and I was just excited about the prospect of starting and having a chance to start and play big-time college football in that setting. And, I have to thank the guys I played with, and Coach Jones, Pat Jones, was the architect of that team, and I played with 5 fifth-year senior offensive linemen and a fifth-year senior fullback, things just kept rolling. You know what? From the first kickoff of that season that I returned for a touchdown, it just kept getting better from there for me, it's just an amazing run.
Did you see that Oklahoma State wore your throwbacks, the 1988 throwback uniforms, a couple of weeks ago? Did you see how cool that looked?
Oh, it was amazing, man. I was actually there for the game. I had a chance to see it in person. They played Texas and won that one. It was a real treat for me and for some of my teammates to come back and watch that game and just experience that atmosphere. And just the fact that Nike made the jerseys and made the throwback shoes as well for that game was even more of a special treat for us.
Barry Sanders is our guest this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. I saw a clip on YouTube where you were asked who your favorite team was growing up, but there was no answer to it, and you grew up in Wichita, so I'm wondering, was it the Chiefs? Was it somebody else? Maybe it was Walter Payton and the Chicago Bears. Who was your favorite team growing up?
Did you say there was no answer to it?
Yeah, there wasn't an answer. It was just the question and then no answer.
That would seem impossible to me, because I've always let it know my favorite team was headed by the great John Madden, the Oakland Raiders, no question about it. Al Davis, John Madden, Kenny Stabler, Marcus Allen, Otis Sistrunk, Dave Casper. I mean, come on, man. The Raiders, old Raiders. That was my team. Kidding me?
And there were so many characters on that team. You just rattled off a bunch of them. Ted Hendricks in there as well. I mean, those
Absolutely.
Were just some incredible characters. What drew you to the Raiders back then?
I think they were always on television. Like you said, I grew up in Kansas, and they were always beating up on the Chiefs, and so I always saw the Chiefs Raiders game.
Yeah.
But even aside from that, they seemed like they were always on TV, and just great personalities, and they were winning a lot of Super Bowls back then.
yeah, no kidding. When you were debating whether or not you wanted to come back to football and come back to the Lions, was there ever a part of you that wanted to go finish off your career with the Raiders?
No, I was pretty much done, honestly, I didn't have any real thoughts as far as that. But I've always been, I'm definitely a Raiders fan growing up, and I love playing against them as a pro, just because for that very reason, because of the rowdy fans that they had. But no, it was never really a time where I was strongly considering coming back.
you're an ambassador now for the Lions, and I think it's been great for so much of the Lions family and the fans to see you embraced again within that franchise and you meeting with fans and people around the Lions. Did you always want to play for one team? Was that something you went into your career wanting to be kind of identified with one franchise?
Well, honestly, I would have to say that's not something I ever really thought about much. You know, I felt like I was lucky just to get out of high school with a good scholarship to play football. When I got the scholarship to play ball in college, you know, I never thought that much about the likelihood that I'd be able to play in the pros. For me, it was just really about, you know, trying to excel where I was. But, you know, honestly, that's a different day and time. We didn't have the 24-hour sports networks and things like that. And so that's probably one of the reasons why I never really thought about the pros in that way. And then when I got to Detroit, I was excited to be here because it was the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and being a lifelong fan of the NFL. And so, but, you know, as you play, you go year to year, you realize that it's not likely that you're going to necessarily end up with the same team. You know, things happen. Players move, coaches move, management sometimes, you know, switch here and there. And so I knew that, you know, so for me to have all my years here in Detroit, my 10 years here in Detroit as a Lions, it just kind of worked out that way. I still live here. And it just, you know, I'm just one of the fortunate ones to be able to have that happen in that way for me.
There are so many running backs now that identify you as their favorite player growing up and that they tried to model their game after you. I don't know if that's possible because you were so instinctual, you were so unique, you were so creative. I think about your style and it's so unique to everything else in NFL history. Did you have anybody growing up? You said, I want to be like that, because your style wasn't necessarily reflective of anybody else that had come before you or has come since.
You know, honestly, DA, I feel like I borrowed a lot of stuff from different guys.
Yeah.
I feel like I did. I mean, one of the first guys that I remember really watching was a guy named Terry Metcalf, a little squirrely running back for the St. Louis Rams back in the early 70s. And then, you know, probably my all-time favorite would be Tony Dorsett.
Mm.
You know, his years at Pittsburgh, at the University of Pittsburgh, the late 70s, I remember that as a kid. I remember going out trying to emulate what he did. A year or two after that, I remember, you know, Marcus Allen, you know, even intermingled in there. I remember watching, you know, Charles White before Marcus Allen. You know, so it's a long list of running backs that I feel like I tried to emulate. And that sort of thing. And so, you know, I'm glad that the young guys think that I originated some of this stuff, but honestly, I feel like I borrowed a lot of stuff from some of those guys I just mentioned.
That is a great list. Marcus Allen, Terry Metcalf, Charles White, Tony Dorsett. That is an awesome, awesome list. You are working with Hall of Fame experiences, and this is really cool because if listeners and fans have the Super Bowl on their bucket list, how about visiting the Super Bowl with a bunch of Hall of Famers, yourself, Willie Rofe, Orlando Pace, Floyd Little? This is really, really cool. How can our listeners get more information on this?
Well, you can get more information by going to halloffameexperience.com. Like you just mentioned, you're going to have a chance to get Super Bowl tickets. There's a hospitality hospitality suite with Go Jackie Club that I'm hosting. There's a meet and greet with the players. There's an autograph show. You know, so all around great experience for some football fan who may have a chance to win this. Again, you can go to halloffameexperience.com and find out more about it.
You were a guy that handed the football to the ref of the end zone every single touchdown. I got to imagine you look at these choreographed dances right now and go, I just couldn't do that.
That's the one thing I couldn't do out there.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, but yeah, no, that wasn't a part of my game.
Google Hall of Fame Experiences or go to HOFExperiences.com. That's HOFExperiences.com and be part of this Gold Jacket Club to go to the Super Bowl exclusive autograph sessions. And there is a meet and greet and hosted by Barry Sanders. That's HOFExperiences.com. Barry, a total thrill to have you here on the show. Not to geek out too much, but you're one of my favorite players ever. So thanks so much for carving out time for us today.
Hey, D.A., no, thanks for having me. It was a real pleasure.
You got it. Barry Sanders joining us this morning here on the show.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.